USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I think if he still has COVID, we shouldn't have a debate.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden discussing an upcoming debate in Miami with President Trump. The former vice president continues.
We're going to have to follow very strict guidelines. I'll be guided by the guidelines of the Cleveland Clinic and what the docs say is the right thing to do if and when he shows up for debate.
Meanwhile, in Utah, less than 12 hours from now, Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris and Vice President Mike Pence will be debating. The Biden campaign expecting Pence to bring his A-game.
We know Mike Pence is a very good debater. He's a very skilled debater, and he gets a lot of credit because he speaks in complete sentences, unlike Donald Trump.
Deputy campaign manager for Joe Biden, Kate Benningfield, speaking there on CNN. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
As talks for a new coronavirus bill remain at a standstill, President Trump is instructing the administration to walk away from negotiations with Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows explains why.
As Speaker Pelosi continues to throw out all kinds of reasons for the failure on the negotiations, other than looking in the mirror, because we know that consistently she's been at the $2.2 to $2.4 trillion, depending on what day you talk to her. She's failed to budge. She's not negotiating in good faith.
Hurricane Delta downgraded to a Category 1 storm after making landfall on the eastern Yucatan Peninsula. The National Hurricane Center saying Delta continues to have maximum sustained winds of 110 miles an hour. Delta is expected to churn towards the Gulf Coast, where the storm could reach Louisiana late Friday or early Saturday. The East Texas coast could also see some flooding. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator from Missouri Josh Hawley is introducing new legislation targeting big tech companies one day after he called out Google for issuing a warning to conservative website The Federalist. The limiting Section 230 immunity to Good Samaritans Act would prevent major online companies from receiving the protections of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act unless they revise their terms of service to include pledges to operate in good faith and the details of their content moderation policies.
No set of corporate overlords should substitute their judgment for the judgment of we the people. No woke capitalist should be able to shape the outcome of an election by silencing speech. And that's why we have to act. There is a simple, straightforward solution to the censorship power of these digital platforms. Let those who have been censored claim their rights. Let them sue. Let them go to court.
Authorities closed an investigation into an alleged Wisconsin hate crime on June 24th, saying they failed to find any evidence that 18-year-old Althea Bernstein was the victim of a racist arson attack, as she claimed. Bernstein made national headlines when she alleged that four white men in Madison lit her on fire, leaving her with burns on her neck and face. Federal authorities say they were unable to corroborate the details of her claims. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.